Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Dalet, mitzvah 404, the Karban Musaf of Shavuos. If we continue reading in Parshas Pinchas, first we have the Karban Musaf of Shabbos, that we counted already this Parsha. Then we have the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, that we did yesterday. And today we have the Karban Musaf of Shavuos. What happened to Pesach? So Pesach was already counted earlier in the Torah, and that's why he doesn't count it here, but he counts Shavuos, says the Torah. Uviyom HaBikurim, one of the names of the Chag of Shavuos, the Chizkuni points out here, Al Shem Shemisham Vahala Mevi'in Bikurei Adama, Koreo Yom HaBikurim. That's it. That is the why it's called Yom HaBikurim, because that's the first day you can bring Bikurim. B'hakrivchem Mincha Chadasha LaHashem B'Shavuoseichem, when you bring the Mincha Chadasha, when you bring the Shtei HaLechem from the new wheat, which was a separate idea, not here, Mikra Kodesh Yalachem, Komalecha Zavod Elo Sasu, they graft them Ola, L'Reich Lichoach LaHashem, and here is the set of Karbanos Musaf for the Shavuos. Paramani Vakashnaim, Ayalecha, Kvasim Shavabrei Shana, Ubin Chasas, B'chulu V'chulu, Seir Izim Echad, L'chaper Aleichem, another Chatas, like we had by the Rosh Chodesh, right? We have by Pesach, that we have the set of Karbanos brought for Shavuos. So, not in a separate idea, not just the Karban Musaf of Shavuos, as we mentioned in the past, is the Shtei HaLechem and the Kivsei Atzeres, the special Shlamim that are brought with the Kivsei Atzeres, that was discussed back in Parshas Emor, by the earlier part of Parshas HaMoedim. But here in Pinchas, we focus on the Musafin, as we'll talk about today, and we will get into various Inyanim of Shavuos that this mitzvah gives us the opportunity to talk about. So, we start off. Shnitz Tavu is just 3 lines in the Sefer HaChinuch. Shenitz Tavu Yisrael Lahakrif Karban Musaf Yom Chag HaShavuos Shu Yom HaShishi B'Sivan, which is the 6th day of Sivan. Shenemar V'Yom HaBikurim B'Hakrifchem Mincha Chadash Al Hashem V'Chulu. Then Mincha HaShchina points out V'Zeh Chutz Min HaKarbanos HaBoim Miklal Alechem. This is besides the Karbanos, the special Shlamim, the only Shlamim that is a Karban Sibur, the Kivsei Atzeres, the only Shlamim that's Kachay Kachim, right? That's the brought with the Karbanos of the Shtei that's brought as the Karbanos of the Shtei HaLechem, these Musafin are besides that. They're besides that. Good. That is the Minchas Chinuch. Kfar Kasavti Pa'amim, Ki B'Seder Emar Lakonim, B'Musaf the Pesach, Aseh Ches. I already discussed all of this over there. So this mitzvah gives us the opportunity to talk about various issues that come up in the Yontif of Shavuos. One of the major issues that we could have a whole shiur about, but just to mention a couple of ideas, is that Shavuos, of course, is the anniversary of Kabbalas HaTorah, Maimon Har Sinai. And one of the major problems with Maimon Har Sinai has to do actually with this week's Parsha. So it's also a good Inyana Diyoma. This week's Parsha, Parsha Mishpatim, and last week's Parsha. So we know the end of this week's Parsha, Perach Avdalad, where we have Maimon Har Sinai take 2. We have the statement of Klal Yisrael, Nasa V'Nishma, as the Gemara in Shabbos expands upon, B'Shah Shikdimu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma, Bo Shishim Ribo Shamalachei Asharis, 600,000 of Malachi Sharis came down. And each one of them had a crown, and they gave them to Klal Yisrael. Each one had 2 crowns. They each had crowns for Nasav and Nishma. Once we sinned, so 120,000, 1.2 million, Malachi Chavala come down and remove them. To remove them, they only could carry 1 crown. But to put them on, they could carry 2 crowns. So that's Nasav and Nishma, as the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha. The problem that Tosfos asks, famous Tosfos, in Shabbos, Daf Peches Amud Aleph, Tosfos asks is that earlier on the same Daf in Masecha Shabbos, Rashi quotes this on last week's Parsha, it says, Vayisyatsu B'sachtis Ahar, Amr of Dimi Barchama Barchasa, Melameit Shakafa Alei, Akadosh Baruch Hu Alei, Mitzahar Kagigis, Hashem holds the mountain over our heads like a barrel. For Amar Lemon said to them, "Imatem makalumat Torah mutav. If you accept the Torah, wonderful and fine. V'im lav sham teik v'raschem. And if not, sham teik v'raschem. There is going to be your kvura." So ask Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Peches. How is it possible that kafalem harkegigas if we already said nasa v'nishba? Famous question that is dealt with by the midrashim already, even before Bali Tosfos asked the question. The first approach that is mentioned by the Tanchuma and mentioned by the Chizkuni and others is the chiluk between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Chizkuni in one line. V'yim Tomar Harikvar Amru Nasev Nishma Yishlomar Torah Shebal Peh Lo Kiblu Adayin. They didn't accept Torah Shebal Peh yet. That's what the Chizkuni says. But it's even more expanded upon in the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma says Anu Kulam V'Amru Nasev Nishma Mipnei She'ein Ba Yigia V'Tzar V'Hi Ma'at. On Torah Shebichsav, they were ready. It was finite, it was small, and they were ready to accept it. Elo Amar Lahen al Torah Shebal Peh, Sheish Ba Digduke Mitzvahs Kalos V'Chamuros, V'Hi Aza Kamaves, challenging. It's very hard. You got to devote your life to it. Person is not involved in it unless they have total commitment. So that they weren't ready to accept. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, sorry, if you accept part, you accept Torah Shebachsav, one also has to accept Torah Shebalpeh as well as part of the deal. The Ben Yehoyada there in Masechah Shabbos has a beautiful Ha'ar and suggests that's why the mushal given is kafalim har kegigis. That's why dafka a barrel. Why dafka a barrel? Because a barrel is something that has wine inside of it, but you don't see the wine. You just see the barrel on the outside. You just see on the outside. Torah Shebachsav. They saw the Torah Shebachsav on the outside, but they didn't realize what was inside. But really, that is the ikker, the wine inside. That's why it's dafka. It says like a barrel, kafalim har kegigis, not just a mountain like a mountain, which would have made more sense. A mountain like a barrel because of that idea. The Torah even expands upon this and the other achronim in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, where they write, as we know, there are two brachas that we say. The Torah says, when we get an aliyah, we say, Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim, and aslan as taras, that's Torah Shebachsav. Asher nasan lanu taras emes, v'chai olam nata pesocheinu. The Torah is inside of us, that's already Torah Shebalpeh. Suggest the Kafachayim and other Achronim based on the tour. When we get up to get an Aliyah, we only see the Ksav, we see what's in front of us, we think we're making a bracha on Torah Shebachsav. Once we start reading it and we realize there's so much depth to the Torah, every word is unbelievable, then we make a bracha on Torah Shebalpeh as well. It also connects to the idea that the three tragedies that we fast for on Asar HaBeteves, one of them was the Gemara Megillah Daf Tes, that the Torah was translated into Greek. And the question is, what was so tragic about that? Ezra HaSofer dying, okay, we understand that. The siege around Yerushalayim, we understand that. But why? The Septuagint, the Torah being translated into Greek, what's so tragic about that? So the answer is, because when a Torah is not in its pristine state, so then all of the lumdis and all of the drushes that one can make through Torah Shebalpeh is limited as well and is cut off, so therefore that is why it was so tragic. But that is all approach number one, how to deal with Nasav Nishma versus Kaf Alam Har Kegigis. That is number one, that the Midrashim and the Chizkuni mentions. Bali Tosfos right there, they're the ones that made this question famous, that answer differently. Tosva says, the Avabishikvar Dimu Nasil Nishma, Shemu Yu Chozrim Kishayiru Ha'esha Gadola Sheyatsasan Nishmasan. They accepted, but maybe when they would be scared, they would give it all away. They wouldn't keep the acceptance. Like we know, the Gemara tells us, one daf later in Masechah Shabbos, that they all died, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do Tchias HaMeisiv to us after each of the Dibros. But suggest Tosva, maybe we would retract. The question is, so what kind of Kabbalah is that? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu force us? If we were going to retract anyway, so that it's not a true Kabbalah. So what's the point of forcing us? So the Maharal in the Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Lamed Beis, suggests maybe there's something deeper that Tosfos means. It doesn't just mean that, oh, we might have retracted, because then on the surface, it doesn't make sense. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, that what Tosfos really means is that the Torah, Ki kol ha-Torah kol ha-olam talui ba, v'im lo ha-isa ha-Torah haya ha-olam chozer l'do'o v'avo. As the Gemara says in a number of places, without the Kabbalah HaTorah, Yom HaShishi, the whole world was held in abeyance. It was in limbo until Kabbalah HaTorah. And it was even delayed one day by Moshe Rabbeinu, but he felt that was needed. But the whole world was totally on that Kabbalah. Meaning what? Once Bnei Yisrael Mekabal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create what the Maharal calls an absolute existence and not a relative existence. It couldn't be that Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah and the world exists based on that. And one day they would say, you know what? We decided not to accept the Torah anymore. Chas v'shalom. So the world can't function like that. Once the acceptance took place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to solidify it and give it a kfius so that it wouldn't be based totally on the Kabbalah after that. And he even invokes the mashal of the Medrash, where the Medrash compares this to Velosia Leisha, Lo Yikach L'Shachal Kal Yomav, if a man is Ma'anis, a woman, so he has to, if she wants him to stay married to her forever, so then he's ever allowed to divorce her, there's a daraisa to divorce her, so the Medrash compares that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Ma'anis Klal Yisrael, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never be able to get rid of us. Kafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yisrach Aleyem, Ha'har Kegigis, Leos That's the second idea that's given. The most common idea given by the Achronim, and this is what Rav Yeruchim says, and what the Meshech Chachma says, and others, is that really, Nasav Nishma. Nasav Nishma, there wasn't a kfiyah. Kfiyah means that it was as if it was forced. They had such clarity of vision at the time of Har Sinai that it was as if, just like we have the Mashal given, just like we all have Bechira Chavshes to jump into a house that's on fire, But we wouldn't, because we have such clarity of vision that we wouldn't. So that's what it means. And it's similar to the Ramban. The Ramban in the second parak in Bereishis says that Adam and Chava didn't have Bechira Chavshis. And that's what we're going to go back to, Lasu Lavo. It's the question that Yerucham asks, what do you mean they didn't have Bechira Chavshis? Of course they have Bechira Chavshis. They sinned. What do you mean they didn't have Bechira Chavshis? Is that the goal of life, not to have Bechira? So he explains that no, it means that it was as if they didn't have Bechira. As if they didn't have Bechira, because it was so clear to them. But even so, sometimes you do something foolish. And that's what they did. They were convinced by the Nachash, whatever Pshat one gives for that. But either way, that is a third idea, that it wasn't a real Kfiya. The Meshech Chachma says this. There, Pashas Yisro, Malabet Shekafalem HaKagigas Pirish, Sheher Elohem Kvod Hashem Bahakitz Ubehiskalus Nifla'a Ad Kimamish Batla Bechirasa Mativi. The Yatsanish Basam Yasaka Kvod Hashem. He had such a clarity of vision that they accepted. Okay, that is one idea related to Inyani Shvuas that we can talk about. The other idea that's mentioned is based on the same Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, where the Gemara tells us in the Pechesim Beis, Peitesim Aleph, that the Malachim were very upset on the day of Shavuos. The day of Shavuos, which is today's mitzvah, the carbon tamid, the carbon musaf of Shavuos, the Malachim are very upset. The Gemara tells us, B'shash ala Moshe l'amarom, Amru Malachi Asher Eslafanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said to Hashem, why are you giving the Torah to Moshe? Mal yuludi shebeinenu. Why are you giving it to Moshe? He's a physical human being. Amru lahem l'kabal Torah, but you can't accept the Torah. They say to him, why are you giving it to him? Ma'enosh kitis karenu. Uver adam kitif kedenu. Don't give it to him. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Rabbeinu, you answer. Moshe says, I'm scared. Hashem says, don't worry, hold on to my kisei akavid and answer them. Achoz b'kisei kvodi v'chazer lohem tshuva. Give them an answer. And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes, as is known, he asked the Malachim, Torah sh'ata notein li, maktiv be Hashem, you're giving me the Torah. What does it say? Anoch Hashem alokecha, shor osei sicha, meretz Mitzrayim. Ambalaham Moshe turns to the angels and says, "L'mitzrayim yaradatem, l'paruish badatem, taramatei lachem." And he goes through each of the dibros. Lo yilach Elohim achirim. Do you have, you know, Elohim achirim that you're going to worship? What about Lo Signov? What about Kabbalas of Yichavasi Mecha? What about Shabbos? He goes through all of the dibros relating it to the Malachim. And the Malachim finally agree. Ask the Achronim. Ask the Beis Halevi. What was the Havamin of the Malachim? What were they thinking? This Pashas Yisro. V'chisalka daitach sheim yikaimu hamitzvah shabbat. What was the Havamina? That they were going to fulfill the Torah. Of course it was going to have to be given to humans. Hare Ruba made Tulim Baguf. Rakha Inya, it says the Beis Halevi, Tatar Nechlekes, as we mentioned, the Torah Shebechsav, the Torah Shebal Peh. The Ikra Shebal Peh, he aklalim bahamido shatorah nidrashas bahen. The Ikra of Torah Shebal Peh is the drushes, is the limud. Suggest the Beis Halevi. That's what the Malachim wanted to be involved in. They wanted to be involved in the darshaning of the Torah. They wanted to be involved in the limud of the Torah, even if they couldn't fulfill it. And that was the problem. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe answered the Malachim, and Moshe says, it doesn't apply to you. Meaning, the Kalach HaDrasha only comes from the Kalach HaMaisa. If I don't do it, then I can't darshan it. And that's also another pshat of Lobash HaMayimi. Can't be darshan up above. It has to be darshan from below. V'zeo sharatzu ha-malachim u'bikshu yiti lematorah v'lo l'ha'adam v'ye'emes k'moshe heim yidrashua. But the answer is that it can't be like they darshan because it has to be based from the olam ha-maisa. That's what the Kedushas Levi writes in one place. That is why that in the Gemara all over we have teku. We don't have meku. Tishbi yataritz kushis v'abayos. Why don't we have meku, Moshe yataritz? Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Zichro Torah, Moshe Avdi. Moshe is the ultimate. Can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. So why dafka tishbi, teku and not meku? So says the Kedushas Levi that Eliyahu Navi lomes. Eliyahu Navi is still in Olam Hazeh. He's the one that's going to be able to answer the shailas and give us the answers to our questions. Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was, but he died. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Parshas Zos HaBracha, one of the chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So, says the Kedushas Levi, that's why we're going to have to ask Eliyahu HaNavi, because Eliyahu HaNavi comes to every bris, and Eliyahu HaNavi is still in Olam Hazeh in a different form, and because of that, he has the koach HaDrasha, and he has the koach of giving over the halacha, and not even Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? That's why they find some stories throughout Shas that Eliyahu HaNavi tells over some halachas. The Maariz Chayes writes us in Brachas Daf Gimel, where the Eliyahu HaNavi talks about met one of the Amoraim who was Nicholas Lachorva, and he teaches him halachas. So the Maariz Chayes there says, Eliyahu HaNavi is allowed to teach us halachas when he is in this world. So that's a couple of issues relating to the Kalach HaDrasha. There was just one other ha'ara relating to that Gemara, and then we'll move to the next point. The Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss in Parshas Vayetze wonders about the Lashon of that Gemara, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. I mean, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. Why Dafka? What's that Lashon? And that would make Moshe Rabbeinu have strength. So he suggests that we know the Kisei HaKavod has three different animals on the four on three of the corners, and Yaakov Avinu's face on the fourth corner. What is Yaakov Avinu? So the Medrash says, in Parashat Vayetze, Yaakov Milamala is the same as Yaakov Milamata. And that's what the Malachim, going up and down the ladder, were Metame. They saw Yaakov Avinu here, they saw Yaakov Avinu up there. What does it mean? It means that Yaakov fulfilled his potential. Right, there were four people in Tanakh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called them by their name twice. And what does that mean? Moshe, Moshe, Shmuel, Shmuel. That Moshe Milamata is Moshe Milamata. The same, the potential was fulfilled. Meaning, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod, HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu. You have fulfilled your potential. And in that way, you have fulfilled the purpose of the Bria, so that would give you the strength to give them a tshuva. Achoz b'kisei kvodi v'chazor lahen tshuva. That's what he means by holding on to the Kisei HaKavod, the message of Yaakov and Yaakov, which went into Moshe and Moshe as well. Okay, a couple of other ha'aris as we get through this mitzvah, the Karban Musaf of Shavuos. There are certain minhagim of Shavuos, as we're going to talk about, or even before that. Even one note from the Klei Yakar mentions. Again, a famous thought that the Baal HaMusar talk about. I'll quote it from the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar notes, this is back in Parshas Emor, not here in Pinchas. Klei Yakar notes that this is the only yontif that we don't have a date for in the Torah Shebichsav. There's even a machlokas, right? What day was Kabbalah Satorah? Says the Klei Yakar, there's one other mystery in the Torah Shebichsav. Nowhere in Torah Shebichsav does it say Rosh Hashanah is what we call Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin. Doesn't say that, it just says on the first day you're going to blow a shofar, and you bring Karbanos Musaf, and it goes, sounds like every other yontif. On Yom Kippur, we have Inui. We know Yom Kippur has something to do with Tshuva, but if you look in the Torah Shebichsav, there's nothing to do with Yom Adin. It's not mentioned at all. Right, so why do we have to leave that for Torah Shebaal Peh? So the Klei Yakar puts these two together. Umashe lo nizkar b'Torah b'feirish, ki yom zeh matan Torah, v'chein lo nizkar b'Torah b'feirish, ki rashonu Yom Adin. Why? As many write, he says, well, look what I wrote in Olas Ephraim, which is his chibur, his five-volume chibur, that he has his Ashkafic works, just a Derech Agav. Olas Ephraim there, he has one section where he has a thought connecting to marriage every parsha of the year. Because one year he writes that there was a singles problem in Prague, where he was the chief rabbi after the Maharal, and he writes, my Baal Batim told me I should talk about getting people married every Shabbos of the year. So there's one section there where every Shabbos of the year he talks about Zivukim. Fascinating. Anyway, so here he quotes, look what I wrote there in Olas Ephraim. He says, Shal Matan Torah lo ratza Hashem lahagbil yom yadua. Hashem didn't want to limit Matan Torah to one day. Lefi, as we know, every day we should feel like a Kabbalah Satorah. Oh, then is Kabbalah Satorah. No other day? No. Every day is Kabbalah Satorah. As Chazal say, Torah Nimshalos Ladad, a Torah is comparable. When we learn Torah, it's comparable to a baby that's nursing from his mother. Ma dadzeh, kolzman shatinok memash mishba, hu motzi batam chadosh. Every time he nurses, every day. Kacha Torah, kala hoga, and he even wakes the baby up at night because he wants to nurse. We should wake up at night. Because we need to learn. As quoted in the past, the story of Rav Shach. Rav Shach one time was in the yeshiva in the middle of the night. He starts screaming and screaming. The Talmidim in the dormitory hear that the Rav Shach, the Rebbe is screaming, help, help, help! And they're like, what's going on? What's going on? They run to the Beis Medrash. Rebbe, okay, you should call out Sala. So Rav Shach says, I can't figure out what Rebbe Kivager is talking about. And he starts screaming and screaming. It pained him. He was starving. It's like a baby. Kacha Torah. Kala hoge ba motzei b'chol yom tam chadash. As the Gemara says in Masechas Erevin. Alkein dinu sheyadomela b'chol yom kilu ha-yom kibbol me'er Sinai. One. But then he says the same thing by Yom Adin. B'zeh adam gamkeim. If we say, oh, Yom Adin, I have months, it's months and months away. I'm not thinking about it. It's only Rosh Hashanah. Right? So that's another reason. It doesn't say Yom Adin in the Torah, so we should feel every day. Kedei shelo yelech adam b'shrivas libo v'sagel avonos kol yomos Hashanah. Right? We pile it on. V'yachshol v'sakin ma'isov b'yoso karev liyom Hashem. Rather, as it says in Pirkei Avos, every day. Every day, we have to give a din b'cheshbon. Every day, our neshama goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every night, and has to give a din b'cheshbon. And that's why it doesn't say Yom Adin in the Torah, and that's why it doesn't even say a date in the Torah for Shavuot. Just one final ha'ara, and that is the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shavuot. There's only two or three simanim on Hilchos Shavuot. Not much to talk about besides general Hilchos Yontif. The Ramah quotes the minhag of eating milchiks on Shavuos. V'noagin b'kama makomos. He goes two menagim. Number one, putting trees in the shul. V'noagin l'shtoach hasavim b'shvuas. Put trees in the shul. Zecher l'mayim at Arsinai. Number one, the Vilna Gaon was very upset about that. In the Maisa Rav, he quotes, I'm sorry, it's not in the Maisa Rav. The Chayadam quotes it from his Rebbe, the Gra, and his Mechutin, that he was against it because he said there are other religions that use trees in there for their holidays. Okay, but we can say we got it first. But the Vilna Gaon is against that, and for the Ramah, Vilna Gaon is like the Ramah. And then the Ramah quotes the second minhag of Noagin, Kama Makomos, Lecho Machale Chalo, Biyam Rishon Shel Shvuas, to eat milchiks. Why? V'nirli Atam. So the Ramah connects it to just like on Pesach, we have two Tashilin, one Zechel of Pesach and one Zechel of Chagiga. So too, we're on a parallel. Shvuas is a Hashlama of Pesach, so we have Machale Basar and Machale Chalo. That's one. The Mishnah Berurah himself quotes unusual. He quotes something from himself. He doesn't quote the Magen Avraham, and 90% of the Mishnah Berurah is picking and choosing, compiling what was said before. But here he quotes Shamati b'shem Gadol Echad Tam Hagan Lazeh. He says when they got back after Kabbalah Satorah, they had to kasher all their kelim. They had to, and if you wanted to have fleishiks, you had to do malicha and you had to do shchita v'chulu v'chulu. But the milk that was right there, they didn't have to do anything. So they must have eaten milchiks when they got home on Shavuos, and that's why we do a zecher to this. Either way, these are a couple some of the issues that relate to in Yoni Shavuos and relating again today's mitzvah was the carbon musaf of Shavuos. But next time we finish up Parshas Pinchas, one more mitzvah left in Pinchas, and that is the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah.